Podcast at 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Wednesday, December 13th, 2017. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
We pissed off a group of people yesterday.
Yeah.
So we'll tell you who we pissed off and how a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But first,
the new iPhone X or iPhone 10 or whatever the hell you want to call it. The commercials for that is, they're the most hipster things I've ever seen. Have you seen any of them yet?
I think I've only seen one, and it was advertising the facial recognition
feature. And I think that was the initial one. And now they've released these like really short 10 to 15 second clips that I was watching last night. And the first one introduces the new types of lighting that you can use. So like it makes your selfies even more impressive. And it says it includes contour lighting now. So do you know what contouring is? Like when girls put the makeup on and
when you try to make your face shape different, isn't it?
Yeah. And you can like morph and thin out your face or do all these crazy things with makeup. Now the lighting on your iPhone will do that for you. So your selfies will look completely different than you do. So you won't look anything at all like your photos.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
So very nice. Take a picture of someone else, please. I want a picture of me, but I don't want it to look like me at all. Do you understand?
Yes. And then you post it and then you get a bunch of likes. And everybody's like, where's this girl that I'm supposed to be meeting? I don't understand. Weird. The other commercial was demonstrating, as you said, the facial recognition software, but it demonstrates that no matter how long you grow your beard, you can still have your face recognized.
So it's not using your chin, obviously.
No. So it uses this guy who like is just growing his beard longer and longer and longer. And it's like, don't worry, it still works, because that's clearly the concern of hipsters is if they grow their beard longer, can it still recognize it?
What if you have one of those beards like my buddy's dad, Jim, that comes up damn near his eyes? Like his beard line comes up like he almost... I'm sure he has to be careful when he's shaving to not nick his eyes.
You know, that's actually impressive to me because I've seen that before. The guy like full out cheeks.
Yeah,
it's like it grows into anymore. your you know.
Sir, are you wearing a neck warmer?
Your eyebrows blend into your beard and you're like, this is...
It's a natural belly clava is what it is.
Which is great to keep yourself warm. That really is. I was just laughing because I was like, you can tell what the demographics are for this iPhone based on these these commercials.
For sure.
Yeah.
Hipsters.
Pure hipsters.
People who are really into themselves.
People who really like taking selfies and people with beards that also have eyebrows that connect. It's balaclavas.
X92.9.
Yesterday on this radio program, we were talking about not wanting to live in an apartment next to somebody who owns snakes or spiders.
Yeah. And then I said it would be terrifying to one day wake up in the middle of the night and there's this snake like sizing me up beside me, you know, just lying beside me in bed, sizing me up.
Getting ready to eat you.
Getting ready to eat me.
Well, we upset the snake community with that comment.
Yes. Yes. The person said, snakes don't size people up to eat them. That's a myth. This is what we got as a response yesterday. And it's true. It's very true.
It's a myth.
Yeah, it is.
They don't size up their prey. They just kill it. They don't need to size it up.
No. No, it's not like snakes, you know, contemplate before they eat. I'm watching my figure. I don't know if I can handle this whole human.
Can I eat an entire human today? My eyes were bigger than my stomach, I suppose. Can you pack this up for me? I'll finish it later.
I'm actually going vegan.
They just kill. They're death machines. I also don't think that we're right. And I get that there are people who keep snakes and spiders and they love them.
For sure.
And perhaps they're great snake parents, great snake moms and dads.
Yes.
Snake dad. But I don't think we're wrong to fear snakes and spiders. That is hardwired into our evolution.
Yes. Yes. From the beginning of time, we've been known to be terrified of snakes.
They've been causing trouble for us as far back as you go. For example, page 2 of the Bible. Things were going really well for us in the Garden of Eden until that snake came along.
We were having a great time.
Running around naked, eating fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to birds and stuff.
Fanning ourselves with leaves.
And that little bastard came slithering through the tall grass and everything changed.
Greek mythology. Snakes are known as Satan. Serpents represent Satan in tons of historical documents. In fact, if you Google it, you can see this. It says, how serpents became Satan. That is one of the top articles you can read.
Yes, Medusa's hair is made of snakes, and she turns people to stone. They're so afraid. This is not new.
This is not something that we just made up.
This is not. There's a video online of a snake eating a hippo. The hippo is one of the most dangerous animals to humans, and the snake's just like, no problem. I'll just swallow him whole.
But Beckler, we were wrong in saying that snakes are dangerous. So
no, if anything, we downplayed how afraid of snakes you should be.
You should
we
be terrified. It.
The BHS in 20 minutes or less podcast.
And you guys left out kind of one of the most important things about you know, snakes and spiders and.
What's that?
Have you ever met someone who has a snake or a spider as a pet?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they're just weird as fuck, right? So like. Anyone that has that as a pet, why would you want to live next to them anyways? They probably like, they probably do that whole Buffalo Bill Chucky and dance in their room.
It's not even about the snake. It's about the owner. Right?
That's exactly it.
I'm so happy you went there because I was just hoping. I was like, please God, tell me he's gonna go here with it. Yeah, yeah. I agree. Yeah.
I've never met a person who owns a spider or a snake. It's not a little bit kind of off, you know?
That's a good point. You're not like a button-down shirt accountant type who also has a giant python at home.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's, you know, it's usually the guy who's, I don't know, like the food truck driver or something.
Well, and my favorite part is like this person who is super upset, like snakes don't size you up. I'm like, don't tell me that if you didn't wake up one night in the middle of the night with a goddamn snake in your bed that you wouldn't also be terrified, okay? Like, no, you don't. Oh.
They wake up and the thing's in their face and then they're all excited. They're like, buttons, hey.
Buttons. Oh, let's cuddle, buttons. Let's go cuddle.
Yeah. Oh, you're my snuggle buddy.
Hey, good morning, you two. How are you?
Ian.
How are you, Ian?
I'm good. I just wanted to phone and say that as a previous snake owner, mm-hmm. all you really need to do is to find out is just to make sure that the animals are fed on a regular basis, because they usually do not cause any trouble if they're fed regularly. If they're only fed like once a month, they're going to be looking for food.
Okay, again, this is terrifying.
What do they eat? Like, what do you have to feed them?
Mice.
Well, it depends. It sort of depends on the size of the snake. Because, of course, the bigger it is, the more food it requires.
Yes.
You know, basic math. Usually, most people start with rats, like mice or rats, for the smaller snakes.
Okay.
And then as they get bigger, like
dogs,
feeding
cats,
mice,
horses?
Not quite. No. Close. As they get bigger, because I had a 10-foot Suriname red tail. Boa constrictor, and it got fed a 5-pound rabbit every 2 weeks.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. So I shouldn't be concerned, but my cat should be. So that's.
Oh yeah, pets are the first thing to go. Oh,
so these rabbits, I guess, are obviously raised as snake food.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're just a plain like a lab rabbit, if you will, like a lab rat and stuff like that.
I have to ask you, Ian, because we just got off the phone with a guy who said that he finds that usually snake and spider owners are just a little bit weird, but you seem very well adjusted. So at any point when feeding this rabbit to the snake, did you think, this is a little weird?
Yeah, you know, your friends, if they come over to see a feeding or whatever, it depends where you take it, right? Because the option, and you guys are not going to like this, you have an option when you buy the rats or the rabbits. You can either buy frozen, which you have to thaw them out and then feed the snake with, and usually
live.
You have to jiggle them a little bit, or live.
Huh.
And live,
no.
Live
no.
Really turns people's stomachs.
No shit. you know those cute little bunnies that roam around Repsol Place all the time that I like am so happy about? They make my day. Like 4 of them every time I'm working out just go run by. I would cry if I
snake
saw that.
Snake food shark.
No.
Are you talking about the jackrabbit, Sean?
No. Repsol actually has those like the actual house bunnies because they escaped.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
And
well, trust me, I thought about releasing Dambella around my yard for a little bit because I got jackrabbits all over the place and they live under my front step, like they've burrowed there.
Yeah.
And of course the city won't let you trap them without live trapping them, and you can't get rid of them. Like they imprint, right? Because they keep breeding underneath the step.
I'm fairly certain the city would also not allow you to release your snake
into your yard. They wouldn't know about it.
Until it got the neighbor's kid.
Yes, or the neighbor's cat.
I was thinking about something from a long time ago, and you were talking about yarlers.
Yarlers?
Do you know,
yeah.
Do you know? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. On a horse of the dozen, they found a way to kill me yet.
Once there was this kid who in your life, you seem to have it all. Desperate for changing. Please come now. I think I'm falling. Falling on the wall. I think you're safe.
Do you know about the female Yarler?
No.
You touched on it before. You were talking about some of the sort of people that sort of have lower female singing voices.
Yeah, that's really popular right now. Low and breathy. Yeah.
Yeah, low and breathy. But, well, if you think of torch singers from the 20s.
Oh, yeah.
They have the same kind of singing style. And actually, Shirley Manson from Garbage revived that style. So I'd say that she was one of the first ones. But she incorporated a little bit of a Yarl. And you know who took it to the next level?
Who's that?
Cher.
Oh, Cher can Yarl.
Yeah, and then the person who took it to the next level after that is Shakira. And I would say that she is the quintessential female Yarler.
Shakira can Yarl. You are right.
Oh, my God. Cher and Shakira are Yarlers. I want to imitate. I'm going to listen to them, and I want to imitate their Yarls now. This is going to be what I do.
The female Yarler. How do we forget about female Yarling, Shauna?
I don't know, because you're sexist? I don't. Jeez.
Here's Cher. Oh yeah, she's down there, hey?
Oh.
Let's jump up to the chorus of this one here.
So excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. The song is a jam. I never realized that. That's a great tune.
Listen to that on my own time right away here. Oh, yeah.
This is Shakira. Lucky you were born that far away, so we could both make fun of distance. Lucky that I love a whore and the lucky fact of your existence.
Baby, I will climb the empty soul to come. I can't even imitate it. Try it. Never could imagine there were only too many ways to
love somebody. Yarling, yes. Oh, I'm so glad that ladies can yarl too.
Oh, lady yarlers. Man, I'm gonna have to practice that.
The yarlets.
I want to become the lady yarler. KMS in 20 minutes or less.
Oh boy.
Why again?
We've like been coming at you hard
every
and fast
day
with the conspiracy theories.
Oh my God.
This is Conspiracy Corner, your source for outlandish conspiracies. Beckler along with Shauna. My brother told me about this one last night, and it's a bit of a stretch, but hear me out. So,
okay.
Remember when Britney Spears had her breakdown in 2007?
Yes.
She shaved her head and everything. And mm-hmm. So she was placed under conservatorship, and the control of all of her assets and her income was handed over to her dad. She is still under that conservatorship.
Oh.
10 years later. And apparently, once you are placed in that situation, it's very difficult to get yourself out of it. It's difficult to prove that you are once again capable of managing your own life.
Huh.
It's not really a secret, but nobody talks about the fact that she is still like not in control of anything. Apparently, her dad has to approve every dollar she spends and anywhere she wants to go. So if she wants to like take a trip or even buy a coffee, it has to be approved by her dad.
That's insane.
Isn't it?
I would go crazy.
So the theory is that is part of the reason that she's doing this residency in Las Vegas, and she's been doing it since 2014, because it's much easier to have her in one place making this money so her dad doesn't have to accompany her on like a world tour.
Oh, wow.
So now people come to her. So essentially, Britney is a prisoner of her Las Vegas residency.
That's terrifying.
Isn't it?
That is a terrifying, this whole thing is very depressing. So she is basically in a cage right now. Like,
she's a dancing
perform,
bear.
Perform, monkey!
That's basically it. Oh. The show is called Circus. Her current residency is called Circus. And she's the animals.
That's terrifying.
She's performing for all the paying spectators, and she like doesn't really, sounds like, have a choice in the matter.
Oh, dear.
I know.
Oh, man.
She was the eighth highest earning female musician in 2017, she made $34 million, and she can spend none of it without approval.
Is her dad using her money? Like, what's happening there?
I don't know. That's or terrible. Is he just sitting on it? Like, I don't know if his intentions are ill.
Are they pure?
Yeah.
All right.
But it seems like, you know, she went through all that. She basically ruined her life because of how big she was. And now she doesn't even get to spend any of the money that she makes because of it. So
can we work on some maybe slightly more uplifting conspiracies from this point on? Because this is very depressing.
You think so?
Brittany, I just want to give her a big hug now. I want to give her like an allowance. Be like, here's $100 that your dad doesn't have to review. Okay, just go spend it on something nice.
When you really think about it, when she sings a song like, I'm a slave for you. That's literal now.
She's a slave.
That's literal.
She might as well be walking around in chains. Sorry, Brittany.
X92.9.
We are pleased to bring you another Calgary Heritage Moment.
Yes, you know those Canadian Heritage Moments that you see, and it's always telling you a little bit of a history about the fair country that we live in.
We did the same thing for Calgary. We go to the City of Calgary Archives about once a month, and we learned some really cool, forgotten things about the history of this place. As Shauna said, stuff you can't even usually find online.
Mm-hmm.
And today's is to do with Christmas. Yeah.
Calgary Heritage Moment, in partnership with Calgary Archives.
Between 1958 and 1969, Calgary had a bit of an odd Christmas tradition.
The Calgary Zoo took a deer, dressed it up as a reindeer, and carted it around the city to attend various Christmas events, including private parties.
The first question you might ask is, why not use a real reindeer? The answer to this is unclear, although it's assumed that reindeer weren't as readily available at the time, and that deer were more manageable and easy to train.
So, a deer from the Calgary Zoo had fake antlers tossed onto its head and a blanket tossed over its back with the name Rudolph across it.
City of Calgary archivist Carol Stokes.
They did 14 parties in total, and they had 3,000 individuals come to these parties, but the animal was not sufficiently trained. They had problems with the deer. He didn't like the shoes that were used.
It's because you're putting shoes on a deer!
The deer already has shoes. They're called hooves.
The curator of the Calgary Zoo at the time, Tom Baines, actually accompanied the deer to a few parties, although in pictures it doesn't look like he had that much fun. Ever. Really.
Although he did do some great things for the city, and to this day there's a bridge named after him, Baines Bridge, which connects Memorial Drive to St. Patrick's Island.
So Tom Baines and a fake reindeer would make their way across the city to entertain those who wanted a reindeer to make an appearance to their Christmas event.
And if your parents or grandparents grew up in Calgary, they might have pictures with this very reindeer.
A part of Calgary's heritage. For more info, email archives@calgary.ca.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
We are 12 days away from Christmas, and our campaign continues to make classic holiday carols more politically correct for this time.
We've been through a fair share of them, and we have realized that every single one has some issues. Every single carol has something that needs to be changed, something that people would just be very, very offended by.
Problematic lyrics.
Yeah. This is Holiday Carols for 2017.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, but actually don't, because holly is endangered. For real, two holly species are already extinct. Do you want to make holly extinct? Do you wear fur too, you monster?
La 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 la. That's actually quite fun. Like, faws and laws are... Wow, that line's pretty good. Maybe add a ma in there as well, though. Like, faws and maws. Maws and faws. There we go.
'Tis the season to be jolly. Don't tell me how to feel. My mood is none of your business.
La 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Do we even go into this or no?
Nope.
We're just getting this year. Yep, we're good.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.